Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is May 6, 2022, Friday, a beautiful day here on the Delmarva. Just awesome. Not very sunny. Not much of anything, just kind of cloudy, but it's not windy. Ran this morning with the doctor. Thank you, Jimmy K. It was just, it's what I needed. You know, it is absolutely what I needed. And I could tell you that I had 100 reasons why I wasn't going to do it this morning. It never fails. Thank you, Jimmy K, because I would have totally bailed on that run. And but I didn't. He showed up. Amazing run. Did 4 miles. Just super grateful to be out. Rode the trail last night with my daughter. She's like, Daddy, can we ride to the trail? And she's going to be 10, but she's 9. And, you know, I feel bad for her because, you know, all the other kids are older. Sam's a year older. David's, I don't know, 5 or 6 years older. And then Teresa's also, she's so small, you know, she's super petite. She is starting to finally grow. But, you know, she's just always the one that's looking up and wanting to partake and just can't seem to get a break. And yesterday she's like, Daddy, please, let's ride our bikes to the trail. And we live at the end of a road, and then the road continues on to this thing called the Breakwater Trail, which is here in Rehoboth, and the trail is a 17-mile loop of such 17 or so miles that goes all through the beaches and everything, but we can get to it from our house. And she's like, Daddy, please, let's just ride down to the trail. We don't have to ride on the trail, but let's just ride to the trail. And I go, okay, because this is one of those moments that I'm absolutely inconvenienced, right? I'm like, my first thought is no. My first thought is I don't feel like riding all the way down there. That's self, right? That's that self-centered side of me that just, it's like burned into me. So I have to think about it. And I say, you know what? Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. And so we rode. It was so fun. First of all, one time around the neighborhood, Daddy. And she's hitting all these puddles and just loving it, right? And you know, I have to stop and say, you know, I have to remind myself how important this is. This is awesome. You know, sometimes moments like this, I get confused by my inconvenience and by my, does that ever happen to people? You're so annoyed that you're doing something, and more than likely you're doing it because you know that if you don't, you're going to look like a total douchebag. So you're doing it. And sometimes I lose the moment because I'm so consumed by the fact that I'm having to do something that self didn't want to do, right? So it's trying, you know, I try to recognize, listen, you're going to do it. Don't waste the whole time being annoyed by it. But listening to her laugh. So we had a lot of fun, and we did that yesterday and then, or the day before. And then I got home from work last night. She's like, Daddy, can we ride down to the trail again? And I'm like, yeah, of course, let's do that. And it was a little cool. I mean, it wasn't cold. I was wearing shorts, but a little chilly. But, man, she loved it. And we rode down to the trail this time, which is exactly what we did the day before. But this time we went to the right on the trail, and we rode down to the bridge and overlooked the water. And she was just, you know, it was more than just riding her bike to the trail. It was like doing something that she had not been able to do, right? Which is ride her bike down to the trail. And to me, it's like, what's the big deal? But to her, this was a big deal. So to be able to enjoy that with her and watch her and just, you know, what a gift. I'm so, so grateful. And today is big. My youngest boy, Sam, is his birthday. Happy birthday, Sam. I hope you're having an amazing day. I know he's on his way to school. Just another gift. One gift after another. And just super blessed. And he's with his mom this week, but can't wait. I called him this morning and, you know, got him some cool things. And I'm just excited to celebrate his birthday. But, man, just a lot of great stuff going on in my life. Another byproduct of sobriety. You know, running with the doctor this morning. Every Friday I'm reminded just how fucking blessed I am. One, to have a guy like Jimmy K in my life. Two, to be sober. And three, to be running with a guy like Jimmy K, who is sober as well. Right? Celebrated 33 years. And just a fucking great guy. You know, a great example. And him and I, you know, he's a English professor, right? And I'm a hairdresser. I mean, he's like big time. You know, I call him the doctor. I mean, I remember the first time when I became friends with him, I'm like, I've never been friends with somebody that's a doctor or a doctorate, you know. He's not an MD, but he's a doctor. So, but I've never had friends like that. And so to have him in my life just is another reminder of why just I'm so grateful, that I make a choice every day to be sober. And, you know, just very blessed with that. And so it's just so far, it's been a freaking great day. Been a great week. Slowed down a little bit on this podcast just because I'm, you know, I don't got a lot of problems. I'm a byproduct of choosing not to drink today, and I'm a byproduct of trying to work on my serenity. And both are very important. The serenity part has been more interesting, and I'm not doing it very well. I'm not doing my serenity very well. I'm not, I'm struggling with humility. And I feel like I'm pretty humble, but, you know, like yesterday when Teresa's like, hey, can we ride our bikes? My first thought was just no. Try to figure out what is it that I want. What if I could paint a picture of myself? What would that picture look like? Would it be a guy that never thinks of himself first, but only thinks of others? What would that Tom look like? I've seen the Tom that only thinks of himself and others, maybe not even second or third. I've been involved with that guy. I don't like that guy either. So, trying to figure out, you know, who and what I want to be. Is, you know, because ideally, or I guess ideally, you would think that I would want to be a person that only thinks of himself, only thinks of others. But I don't know if I can do it. I'm not even sure if we're supposed to. You know, one of the great things, two cool things that I heard early on in the program was, one, you don't have to do this perfectly, and two, you can use a doorknob as a higher power. Two big moments for me in recovery. The first one being, you know, there are days I do it better and there's days that I struggle, you know, and I can feel, you know, what that looks like at the end of the day where I'm, when I'm laying in bed, right? And I have, you know, sometimes a heavy heart because of the day, whether something had happened, you know, the ability to, you know, clean things up if I have to. You know, that's, you know, at the end of the day, I can usually tell what kind of person I was. And I do feel like I've been going through a little bit of a change. You know, I've talked about sort of being depressed, sort of just being in this funk, which is sort of me just loving me, right? Me doing me, you know, bothered by this. I, you know, for some reason I love to, you know, I talk about taking a nap. You know, it's a safe place for me. I daydream about a nap. I daydream of getting on that couch and watching SportsCenter. It's a sickness. It's an escape. And I've been recognizing it more and more, and I've been trying to, you know, just, you know, a great example of one of the things that I do is I'll, you know, like I said, I'm a hairdresser, so, and I control my book. And if I'm having a bad day, I start blocking out, like I'll come into work like on Tuesday and I'll start looking at my book and I'm like, oh, I'm not working till 6 or 5 on Friday. You know, I start already planning my escape. And, you know, it starts to, unfortunately, I start to feel it financially. And, you know, it's about being depressed. I mean, that's a sign of depression for me. You know, there's been times in my life where, you know, I would come into work at 7:30 and I'd work until 8 o'clock, client after client, 4 or 5 days a week. You know, obviously depending on the time of the year, but just ready to take it on. What do we got? You need something? I'll do it. I'll fit them in. And today I'm like, oh, like somebody will come and say, do you have any openings for a haircut? When? Today? Today? Oh, no. Like I've already mentally given myself what I can give and I can't give any more, right? And so I'll say, oh, no, I can't do it today. When I could, I probably did have the time. And it's because my light's a little dim. So I'm trying to be better about that. I'm trying to recognize that. I think that's, you know, that's all about serenity, that addressing that relationship. And you know, I thought maybe addressing the relationship with the higher power. I thought that, I don't know what step we're on, but I thought step 5 might be kind of cool. And it says, admit it to God, to ourselves, and this is the good part, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. 12 steps deflate ego. That's, lego my ego. Step 5 is difficult but necessary to sobriety and peace of mind. And so this is my thought, but it says 12 steps deflate ego. Damn right it does. Step 5 is difficult but necessary to sobriety and peace of mind. And that peace of mind is another way of saying serenity. Serenity. But it doesn't want to say it. I don't know why. I don't know what's up with that. But it's not. Why didn't it say difficult but necessary to sobriety and serenity? But no, peace of mind. And I'm not sure. I don't think I recognized that those were the same. So it's great to go back and I see this now. And it says, confession is an ancient discipline. Without fearless admission of defects, few could stay sober. What do we receive from step 5? Beginning of true kinship with man and God. Love's sense of isolation. Receive forgiveness and give it. Learn humility. gain honesty and realism about ourselves, necessity for complete honesty, danger of rationalization, how to choose the person in whom to confide, results are tranquility and consciousness of God. Oneness with God and man prepares us for the following steps. I mean, that is, you know, this, I remember, I probably shared about it, but I remember when I did my first fifth step and it was all, you know, by the book. And, you know, I remember you had to be honest about everything, right? And, oh, I couldn't do that, you know? I mean, I've had some moments in my life, whether you're proud of them or not, I am not telling, right? And I remember sitting down with my sponsor and just telling him everything except for the things that I didn't want to tell. And it was weird, right? I didn't even, the guy that did that step that day is not the guy of today or the guy of even 6 years or 7 years ago. And so when I did it again with my buddy Matt, this is funny. So Mike R. was my original sponsor that I did my fifth step with. The second time I did my fifth step, Matt was my sponsor. But I was so embarrassed about, you know, just some of the things I had done in the past that I actually chose to not do my fifth step with Matt. I actually chose to go back and do my fifth step with Mike R., who I had originally done it with, but wasn't quite honest. And, you know, I don't know what the expectations are. I mean, I can't imagine that, whether we can't even remember or we're just so ashamed, but I can't imagine that everybody that does a fifth step the first time is all completely honest. It's tough. You know, we put out some pretty good stuff, but to be completely honest, you're like, oh boy. So I'm not sure how many people actually do a complete honest fifth step. I know that the second time that I did it, I was pretty honest. I mean, yeah, I was pretty honest. And I remember I had a lot of anxiety about doing it. And I think the point of it was, is just, you know, the humility. It's humiliating to me. It feels humiliating. But really, that's where the fucking work gets going, right? Humiliation, complete ego devastation is what got me in a frame of mind that I could even think about getting sober. You know, getting punched in the face several times. I don't know how many times I got hit, but getting punched in the face is a great opportunity to take a hard look at my behavior. I mean, it's humiliation. And so to trust enough in the process for me to trust enough to try, and I still don't know if I was perfect about it, right? I'm still, you know, get a little stressed out, but I tried to be better. And going back to Mike and really, you know, spilled my guts. And but that would be the beginning, right? Because anything short of that is self-serving, right? Because self's like, dude, you cannot tell all that, right? Let's come on. It's still like me and my little buddy self. And self's always like, don't do it. We'll tell this. Maybe if you tell just enough of this, they'll think you're actually being honest. When in turn, we all know, right? I don't think that it's, like winning first place in this step. I think it's really just starting to take a look at how much, for at least for me, is self is involved, the devil. I hope you don't mind to call him the devil, but to me, it's the devil. And, you know, self's like, anything other than 100% complete honesty is self-serving, right? Because if you were to tell that last thing, what are people going to think about you? Self's like, hey, I'm here to protect you, dude. I'm protecting you. When in turn, he's isolating you, isolating me. And, You know, the second time I did the fifth step, I think I was even more honest. I think I could probably do another fifth step, right? I probably have more shit to tell. I'm not sure that it's important at this point. I'm not sure what I would get out of it. Maybe even a better relationship with the higher power. I don't know. You know, I feel like I've done these steps. I've worked this program for quite a while. And I'm still, you know, I'm not completely happy. I'm not sure I have in me what it takes to find that place where you are so humble and so at peace and serene with yourself that nothing matters. I just don't know if we get there. You know, I think you got to live on a fucking top of a mountain as a monk. You know, like that guy, those people in 60 Minutes that live at the top of that mountain. In that beautiful castle, and all they do is pray. Pray all day. Up all night, praying, you know, communicating back and forth with the Lord. You know, it's the 100% commitment. No family, no wives, no kids, just you and the Lord minus self. I don't know. I definitely don't have that in me. So I'm trying to balance it out. Very, very interesting. But I love, you know, I feel like this is the, you know, this is where it starts to become about serenity. You know, I love that it says that. And I've never read that before. I mean, I've read it, but I never saw that. It's that it says 12 steps deflate ego. Step 5 is difficult, but necessary to sobriety and peace of mind. Sobriety to me, and I'm not reading them, this is my out of my brain, but you know, sobriety to me is a lot of self stuff. You know, you get the coin, look at me, I got time, right? You can see it in meetings, this little hierarchy that kind of takes place by people that have more time. More time. But the second part, peace of mind. And I think it, for me, at some point, it was about sobriety, it was about the coin, it was about the time, it was about, you know, leading meetings. It was about taking stuff into, you know, jails. I mean, it was about look at me. But over after a while, that doesn't work. It doesn't keep me. And I had to start finding peace of mind. And my first introduction was that 10th step, being able to apologize. You know, it's not, I was always apologizing for shit that I, you know, like ditching school, I'm sorry. Lying about school. I'm sorry. You know those sorries where people are like, I don't want to hear your sorries anymore. I don't fucking believe you're sorry. I don't give a fuck. You know, that was the world of my sorries. But today it's like, you know, I try to be considerate of others. I try to, you know, care. It isn't, try not to make it as much about me, you know, so when a situation may come up where, you know, somebody can't get in or, you know, there's a miscommunication, I have the ability to apologize. You know, one of the things that happens to me is I get a little too busy. I get too many things going on and I'll drop the ball and I have to make an amends. I have to apologize and I have to, you know, I'm sorry isn't usually enough. At least not for me. So I have to say, you know, I'm sorry. This is just me. I got too busy and I didn't plan well and I apologize. And whether they take it or not, it's up to them. But, you know, that was one of the first things that I loved about getting sober. Just this ability to apologize. And not for because I'm a shithead, but like, you know, daily interactions. You know, when you're at the grocery store, you know, I just thought it was wonderful. And it was be the first part where I started really thinking about peace of mind. You know, when I remember laying in bed and having that heavy heart and wondering, what is it that I did today that's got me so fucked up? And, you know, but you break it down, you know, and you figure it out and then you clean it up. And what a gift that is. What a gift. So I just love that. And, you know, confession is an ancient discipline. Without fearless admission of defects, few could stay sober. So what's that mean? If you can't take a hard look at yourself, If I can't get past self, it's like walking up to a door and self's there and it's like, yeah, you can't come in. If I can't get past him and start recognizing how much trouble self and ego, because to me they're all kind of the same. You know, they're all self-serving, ego and self. But if I can't get past self to figure out what self, it's like having a renter that doesn't pay the rent and they won't let you in the house and you don't know how much damage is done. Same kind of thing. This is kind of those things that, you know, what does self want for me? Be right. Don't apologize. Get there first. Get what you want first and then give everything else to whoever's next. The best cars, the best jobs, you know, everything the best. That's what self wants. And yeah, I have to get past that. You know, I have to get past the point where, you know, the reality is that, hey, I'm just grateful I have a car, right? Or I'm just grateful that I have a job. I think that there was a point in my life where I would be like, hey, at least I have a job, right? What, so what if it's just cutting grass? But, you know, today, you know, I have higher standards when it comes to working. I've put a lot of effort to get to the place where I'm at. But in the end, it's like, hey, man, you know, if tough things are going on, I'll say, hey, at least, you know, hey, we're working. We're sober. You know, we're not on drugs. We can do anything that we want to do. But if self gets going again, next thing you know, it's a fucking mess. All right, let's see if we can read something here. Like I said, I don't know if this is making any sense, but whatever. Whatever. Let's see. Daily Reflections should be right here. Okay, here we go. Hold Back Nothing, May 6th. The real test of the situation are your own willingness to confide and your full confidence in the one with whom you share your first accurate self-survey. It's so funny. It's totally going to be about step 5. Provided you hold back nothing, your sense of relief will mount from minute to minute. The dammed up emotions of years break out of their confinement and miraculously vanish as soon as they are exposed. As the pain subsides, a healing tranquility takes its place. Absolutely. Yeah, there it is. It's just like that. It's like you have to share your deepest and darkest secrets to fucking start finding some relief, you know? Self will guard that shit forever. All right. And so that was 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 61 and 62. A tiny kernel of locked-in feelings began to unfold when I first attended AA meetings, and self-knowledge then became a learning task for me. This new self-understanding brought about a change in my responses to life situations. I realized I had the right to make choices in my life, and the inner dictatorship of habits slowly lost its grip. I believe that if I seek God, I can find a better way to live. And I ask Him daily to assist me in living a sober life. You know, I say self, ego is the devil. If I'm seeking out God, devil has no power. Self has no power. If God is humility and the devil is self, and I'm doing things that are humble, the devil's very weak when it comes to fucking humility is the devil's fucking kryptonite, man. And as soon as I try to do something for others, self is like, I can't compete with this. I am out. And, you know, that's all because of working these steps and that fifth step. And just very grateful to be here. Grateful to be sober. I hope everyone's doing well. You know, going to a meeting tonight. I haven't been to a meeting in 2 weeks. Ooh, big trouble, but I'm going tonight. And it should be awesome. So thanks for letting me share. Have a great day and bye-bye.